Lord my God with all my heart. And I will glorify thy name forevermore.
For thou art great and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth, unite my heart to fear thy name. I will praise thee, O Lord, my God, with all my heart. And I will glorify thy name forevermore.
I want to share and exhort you today in the Word. And we have a title for our teaching, which is Faith Knows Where It's Going. Faith knows where it's going. And I'm basing our teaching today from the book of Hebrews, which indeed is one of the main faith chapters in the Bible. And we're looking at Hebrews 11 and verse 8. We know this very well, which speaks of Abraham. And it says here, by faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was going. He went out not knowing where he was going. And that is a true sign of a saint who is truly born again, not of the flesh but of the spirit. That is a clear sign to you that you walk each day by faith and you don't know where you are going. If you know where you're going, if you are planning beforehand and you want your life in control, then I seriously wonder whether you are a new creation in Christ. Because we have learned over the years that faith, to be born again of the Spirit, is a higher knowledge, a higher experience. It's a revelation of God. And the only way you can understand the Word of God and understand the revelation of God's Word is when you are a new creation in Christ. And that is why we don't know where we're going. And Abraham, who is the father of faith, it says here quite clearly that he obeyed and he went out to that place. He simply obeyed, he trust God. He didn't ask any questions. He didn't try to find out before going where he was to go. He simply believed and trust the Lord. And on that basis, God had an inheritance for him. And he had promised this inheritance. And as he walked with God, we know that God made covenant with him and revealed more of himself to him, showing him the way that he was to go, blessing him. And yet he walked all those years totally by faith, not knowing where he was going. All he knew was that God was with him. And that is all that matters to us. If we're truly born again of the Spirit, that we know each day that God is with us and he leads us and he guides us. And yet we find very often that is still not enough for us, is it? We still want to be in control. We still want to know. We still want to touch that tree of knowledge of good and evil, when God tells us not to touch it, but to trust him. The only one we are to touch and embrace is the risen Lord Jesus Christ, who now lives in our life in his fullness. And yet at times it seems that that is not enough for us. And yet the scriptures show us of his fullness we have received. So this walk, like faithful Abraham, should be your experience. There is no logic or explanation in any of this. And even if you ask, very often God won't tell you. So what are you going to do? You see, one of the hardest questions in ministry, and we all have a ministry, is what are you doing? What are you going to do? What are you going to do today, tomorrow, next year in your ministry, with your walk with the Lord Jesus Christ? And all you can say is, I haven't a clue, but I know one thing, God knows. And if that is your experience, and that is what you find and what you say, or if they ask you, then you are of the same faith and seed of faithful Abraham. We don't know what God is going to do next. God sometimes can speak through the prophets. He gives us certain insight, and we know certainly the word of God is prophetic. We have the book of Revelation that clearly shows us and gives us insight to the last days. Yet we don't know what he's going to do next. None of us do. And any of those that assume they know and think quite clearly what God is going to do next, I would be on your guard, and I would test the spirit by which they speak of. You see, each day for us, if we are men and women of faith, it is always a going out. The same as Abraham was called to go out, so we likewise have that calling on our lives every day to go out, to trust God that every step we take, he will guard, he will bless, he will go before. Because we should be men and women of faith. And that is why, because we go out, just like faithful Abraham did, we therefore go out believing, trusting that God will provide, he will meet all our needs, he will be faithful. As we know, the scriptures tell us in Matthew 6, verse 25 onwards, therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? So look at the emphasis that the scriptures give us with regard to our bodies, which belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. So he speaks very clearly there that he's going to provide, he's going to keep us. This is why I encourage you to speak wholeness over your life in mind, body and spirit. That by the stripes of Jesus Christ, I was healed at Calvary. That is my confession every day. And I expect to believe and walk in that, and not even to worry about all of that, because he tells us not to there. Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. So are you not of more value than they? Well, of course you are. And the reason being is because you're made in the image of Almighty God. Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to your stature? So all your worrying, your stress, your anxieties, your questioning whether God is faithful or not, what does it do to you? Does it improve you? Does it make you taller? Does it make you better? Does it make you in control? Not at all. For we know that worry and anxiety can open the door to a lot of sickness and disease. The mind has a tremendous control over the body. We're told in scriptures, a man thinks in his heart, so is he. A lot of sickness, disease comes by believing the devil's lies, what he suggests to the mind. A lot of cancer comes through the mind. And isn't the devil working overtime in these areas? Or if you eat that food, you might get cancer. And so the media takes it all up. These are all traps of man opening his mind. And then that fear is there. And then they take on these diseases. The enemy is working overtime, trying to oppress man's mind in the area of sickness. All that's going on now about what you eat today can be harmful for you. Well, you're free to eat, but eating should be in modesty, economy, and not overindulging. It is a balance. Everything is a balance, but you are free in Christ Jesus. That is the whole point. So he says, don't worry about these things. So why do you worry, he goes on, about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. He's speaking about nature. If you look at flowers, wildlife, you see the beauty of how God clothes those wonderful flowers that you can look at. Nature, creation. I just marvel at some of the markings in flowers. And he says, you're more special than that. Whatever you're looking at and admiring and giving me all the glory, he says, you're even more special to me than that. That is simply my handiwork. That is what glorifies me. That is my creation. But he says, you are of greater value than that. And yet I say to you that even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Now, if God clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Faith knows where it's going, even if you don't. But all you do know is that you walk by faith. And I am not going to concern myself about tomorrow, next week, next year, if the Lord tarries. I live today, now, and I go out today in faith. It is, brothers and sisters, that simple, and that is why we miss it. And so often we miss this because we're so still consumed in self, me, what I want, how I want to do it, and so on. We still, sadly, wrestle with God, don't we? That is a lot of our problems. We're still wrestling. We don't like the way God leads us and guides us. Yet God never makes a mistake over us because he loves us. And we know that he knows us better than ourselves. Verse 34 again, listen to this. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow. Like Abraham, you go out today. You don't know where you're going. You don't know what you're going to do. You don't know anything. But all I know is I go out this day and God is with me. How simple can that be? And yet we make it so, so complicated. We get so caught up in theological things. We get so caught up in religion, in these mindsets. And yet God is restoring us to this simple, childlike faith. Do you know that God is to be enjoyed? That we're to take pleasure in him as he takes pleasure in us? We're to be blessed to enjoy this walk. And yet some of us are making it such a burden. And yet that is what he saved us for. And we get so bound up in these religious mindsets. And doesn't the devil have a go? When you really embrace this, you will find that this starts to set you free from all these anxieties, from these fears, these bondages, this condemnation. James, let's turn to the book of James. Chapter 4, James chapter 4, and verses 13 to 15. Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow, we will go to such and such a city, spend a year there, buy and sell, and make a profit. Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow. For what is your life? Is it even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away? Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that. But you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. So in other words, James is fundamentally saying that when you organize your life, you are planning your life, you know exactly where you're going. He regards that as arrogance, as pride. You are not understanding what it means to go out daily by faith with the Lord, not knowing where you're going, what you're doing, what you're going to say, or whatever. All you know is that God will provide. He has provided food for you this day. He has provided clothes for you to wear this day. He has provided your car if it needs me. He's given you a certain amount of money that is needed for this day. What more do we want? And yet it still never seems to be enough. And that is what grieves the Holy Spirit. Are you continually asking God what he's going to do? Well, I've got news for you. He's not going to tell you. And we know why he doesn't tell us, because we walk by faith and not by sight. And as you wait on him, as you acknowledge him, so he will establish your footsteps. And each step that you take by faith, then he reveals himself. And he doesn't reveal himself in a harsh, critical, judgmental way. He reveals himself as the Prince of Peace and blessing and fellowship. So every footstep that you and I take is for fellowship with him, with our Heavenly Father. That is paramount in his heart and thinking. The only thing that he does when we ask is that he reveals himself who he is and what he's capable of doing. God will always reveal his glory, his love, and he will continue to remind you what he's capable of doing as he's doing it today. And yet, at times, that's not enough for us, is it? We want flashing revelations. We want to see great miracles and everything. And yes, they're there, but they don't change us. They don't bring us closer to God. What brings us closer to God is how God called Abraham, and he obeyed, and he went out not knowing. It is at the end of the day that obedience that God always looks for from us and that he wants. You see, brothers and sisters, you will come to that place where you no longer are surprised by what he does. That's why he says, think it not strange when you go through these various trials. Yet we still are surprised. We still think it strange. We're still knocked off our spiritual perch. It still upsets us, offends us. And yet he's trying to get us beyond that. That is still self-manifesting. That is still self-rebelling against God. But if you stay with this, you will come to that place where you're no longer surprised, you're no longer shocked or whatever, because you go out each day by faith, not knowing. You see, our life should be a continual going out. And this isn't out of duty. This isn't because the pastor has preached on this today. It's not because of my creeds or my doctrines or whatever it be. It's moving out because Jesus is there. That's why. I move out today in faith obedience because my Saviour Jesus is there. That's why. It is that simple. And that's why, you see, God's working on our faith, isn't he? He's ever working on our faith to get us to this place to simply trust and walk with him, not knowing where you're going. But the Lord knows where he's going, and he's not going to get you lost. He's not going to take you off course. We go off course when we rebel against him doing this in our lives. You see, you don't have to explain, you don't have to justify when it's faith. You don't know where you're going. You don't have to justify to other people. It doesn't matter whether they're criticizing you or taking the mickey out of you or whatever it is. It doesn't matter. All that matters is you're going out with Jesus. You see, very often we are building for God, aren't we? But we don't see the finished results until years later. You see, the church has been in centuries like a type of ark. Even through the dark ages, centuries back, God has still been working, still building. And it can look so negative. Buildings that are just partly done don't look very good. We know that nobody really lives in it. People don't take much interest in it until it's completed, it's finished. And then it suddenly takes on a new life. It's so interesting, isn't it, that our homes so much reflect us, our character. And very often when somebody dies, the house suddenly becomes empty. It's lost the character. It's lost the person. Well, how much more with Almighty God, who is inhabiting his church? His presence is in his church. He's with us. Well, as we bring this to the conclusion, not knowing where we're going, are you going to stop asking these questions? Are you going to just rest and believe that I go out this day because Jesus is with me and I walk with him, and that's all my life is and about? I don't need anything else, and what else I need, God will add and give. It is that simple, brothers and sisters. We're to stop this planning and scheming. We're to stop planning our future lives as though we have it all under control. We don't. James shows us we don't. And if we think we do, we're boasting. It's arrogance. It's pride. That is the first thing that we have to settle and face. And secondly, our testimony is all about God and not about ourselves or our own achievements or what I'm doing or what I'm up to. Everything we say and do is for the glory of God. That is what God was teaching Abraham, that his life was to glorify God and God alone. And remember that his faith justified him. In other words, made him right in the presence of Almighty God. This is why so many believers are not growing in the Spirit, are not maturing, because they fight against the faith, this faith walk. And the only way you please God is by faith. Hebrews 11:6 tells us that. And thirdly, not knowing where you're going, it throws you upon his mercy, upon his grace, because you are going to miss out at times. You're going to at times slip up. We're going to make mistakes. But if we've settled this, then we're going to experience his mercy and grace like never before. And if you fall off the horse, he's going to quickly get you back on its back again and continue in this race, in this walk. And that is why we're under such a message of deliverance, of change. It's letting go. Much of our deliverance is actually letting go. It is as simple as that. But we still want to be in control, don't we? It's still about our planning, our scheming, are working things out because we still feel secure. But it's a false security. And these things, as I bring this to a close, these things where we're still reliant upon, the things of the world that tries to get you involved, relying upon, because it instills fear. What are we seeing happening? Everything is beginning to be shaken. Everything that you look at or you hear on the news is all being shaken. You cannot rely on any of it. How clearer can the Lord make this for us? Because we're told he's going to shake the heavens and the earth, and he's going to shake his church as well. And we're in this shaking. And through this shaking, we mustn't think it's strange or odd or what is happening. If things are happening in your family, in your marriage, your son, your daughter, or at work, or with your boss, or your neighbor, or your whatever it would be, don't think it's strange. It's the shaking that is happening. And do you know why God is shaking the house of God? Because he's allowing it to happen so that you can be like faithful Abraham. You walk out each day with the Lord Jesus Christ. And make sure you're with him, because he is not shaken by it. He has overcome. He has triumphed at Calvary. He has overcome death, sin, and all those things that bound and fettered us. So our lives, 24/7, need to be with him and in him and through him. He is our walk now. My walk is his walk. Where his footsteps go, my footsteps go. That is what he's training us, teaching us. And all the while we rebel and resist against that, we're going to make it very difficult for ourselves, and the enemy still has access to buffet. You see, this faith that I'm speaking about causes us to experience God like we have never experienced him before. To experience his love, to experience him as our heavenly Father. And not only this, but this will be shared with this dying world. And that is why our faith works by love. The world is only going to see and be changed when they see a faith that works by love. When they see that your walk is different from the world. You overcome things where we see others that are just falling victim. You don't walk like I walk. You embrace things different like I embrace. That is what our faith walk is to do. All the while we are still living like the world lives, and what it relies upon, what example are we? And I speak that to myself as well. I ask the Lord to cut away all those roots, all those things that are not pleasing in his sight, that still holds me in unbelief and fear. We need to be very serious with God. We do need to repent of where we have compromised, where we're living so much like the world and doing like the things of the world. But you see, if we just simply go out each day as faithful Abraham did, we are going to start to see what faith will do. Faith knows what to do. Faith brings that change of mind. Faith brings that deliverance. Faith changes the heart, the affections. Faith syringes out all those fears, those worries, those anxieties, those things that we know oh so well. Faith knows what to do. So, brothers and sisters, let's keep it simple. We don't have the answers. We don't know. We don't know what tomorrow holds. All we know is that we're here today, now, this moment, in this room, together with Jesus. And that's all that matters. And when I leave this room, and in an hour or next day, it doesn't matter, because I walk out with him. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what I'm going to say. I don't know what clothes I'm going to wear tomorrow. I don't know what is going to be on my plate for food tomorrow. All I know is it will be there, because God will be faithful. He will pay those bills. He will heal my body. He will restore my mind. I don't know anymore. All I know is I walk with him, and he is faithful. And the love that we have between each other, nothing can separate it. For the glory of God. Amen. Father, thank you. Thank you for the deliverance today, for the healing today. Oh, Father, get it from our heads to our hearts. Lord, we're sick and tired of this fear and worry and anxiety, getting caught up in things that the enemy tries to trap us in. All we know is that you have spoken today, and we receive it for your glory, in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and his righteousness.
Beautiful words of Jesus. In these days, as he's feeding us out of his mouth, this is a word of life to us, a word that we take and we devour. It becomes our very being, doesn't it? Man shall not live
by the cross. seek and he shall find.
Seek and he shall find.
Knock and it shall be opened.